Well, maybe then I was going to have you talk about Warp in Chicago. So why don't we start with that? And it's interesting because, of course, what you're saying is theater. We were talking about how theater can be very simple, but Warp sounds like it was actually costumes and lights and a lot of sort of complicated storytelling.
Warp had a ton of production value. However, it was true to our moniker. It was all organic. As a matter of fact, the mission of the theater was organic. For instance, Stuart Gordon would direct, he would also light the show. Now, but we're not talking about computer boards. We're talking about the director standing off stage, hidden behind a black curtain, but peeping far enough to see what was going on with his hands on levers so that he could adjust the lighting plot according to what the actor was doing. As opposed to nowadays telling the actor to find your light because I have pushed a button on this program and it's not going to change.
But this is also part of what's interesting in this trajectory from like organic theater to a Broadway stage where the rules are often very different. It sounds like organic was everyone was pitching in, everyone was related to one
Yes,
another.
we racked our own tickets, we designed our own costumes, I sewed. For the theater, when the toilet got dirty, someone grabbed a scrub brush and washed down the toilet. We were our own ushers, sometimes in costume.
Where did it get, how did it get financed?
Well, part of the finance was ticket sales, of course, but in a resident company such as the organic. We all had mothers. We all had friends who would help us out.
And did you have a day job?
No, we had one vocation, and that was the organic theater company. We were there all day. We were there all night.
And how long? So you
There were
graduated
many
from.
potluck dinners. There were many sleepovers.
How long until Warp episode one became a th when what was the process of realizing like, oh, let's build this show now?
Stuart Gordon founded the Organic Theatre Company in 1969. I think I have that date correct. While I was performing in my first professional show, which was Hair, and it's all connected. We'll get to those transitions later in this conversation, I'm sure. While I was doing Hair, Stuart and his co-writer, Barry St. Edmund, were realizing the idea that would become Warp.
I don't
Let's
know.
stop.
Yeah, maybe we
We got,
should.
yeah.